This morning's scripture comes from Peter's first epistle, chapter 1, verses 3 through 9. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade, kept in heaven for you, who, through faith, are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you greatly rejoice, though now, for a little while, you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. These have come so that your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may be proved genuine and may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Though you have not seen him, you love him, and even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy. For you are receiving the goal of your faith, the salvation of your souls. This is God's word for us this morning. There's some years you got to try really hard to remember, like, what was I doing in 2010? What was I doing back in the year 2000? What was I doing in 1990? 10, 20, or 30 years from now, if we're still around, it won't be very hard to remember 2020. You'll remember 2020. And unfortunately, what you'll remember most is probably a lot of the disappointments. Last week on Facebook, I asked my Facebook friends, what are some of the disappointments you've experienced this year because of 2020? Let me give you a little sampling of the response. I got a lot of responses. There were a lot of disappointments. One person wrote, my son's preschool graduation was canceled in May, as well as the end of preschool for him, and now a weird school year in kindergarten. Another wrote, our travel plans were canceled. I was planning to do a half marathon in Disney in April, and then we had a delayed honeymoon to Scotland and Ireland in June, and that was all canceled. Another wrote, we chose not to attend my best friend's wedding out in Maine because of health concerns. It was a heartbreaking decision for me. Another wrote, the isolation and extreme measures people are taking to stay away from others or to keep people from seeing them has been very hard. I see people getting hurt and sad by the expectations placed on them by friends and family. I can only imagine it will be harder during the holiday seasons. Another wrote, Alcoholics Anonymous and all other support groups were canceled. People couldn't meet with accountability partners or sponsors or groups. Phone calls aren't the same. They didn't go virtual. They were just gone, and the consequences were staggering. Another wrote, my stepmother has an adult son in a home. She and her son's father couldn't visit for weeks. The poor kid didn't understand why his parents couldn't visit him. Another wrote, being physically isolated during my husband's cancer treatment was very hard on all of us. And one last one. Because my elderly mother is in a nursing home, I have not been able to hug her or hold her hand for months and months. Not much.